I be feeling like the clips, bitch, I been grinding. It's rest in peace to Nip, I'ma keep shining. Rest in peace to Cookie, we gon' keep grinding. Keep grinding. We gon' keep grinding. Keep grinding. Return of some real shit, music you can hear with. Make the people feel this. Return of the real shit, music you can feel, bitch. Hip hop, hip hop.
It is October 30th.
Yeah, the 30th, man. I'm looking forward to it, though. But, what's the official name for it? You know, I know it's the Drake card, but
Do or Die, some shit like that.
It's called Do or Die.
I thank God. No intro, no nothing. For a proven entertainment podcast. Amazing Spider Camp. Sell no bell. We're just here. Quick draw for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. So what you been getting into these last couple days? I know what I kind of want to talk about. Very important news dropped today. Well, not news, but latest chapter of Dragon Ball Super just dropped, and that's all I've really been on lately, man. Like, that's the only thing that's on my head right now.
I mean, but speaking of Dragon Ball Super, we lost the voice actor for Frieza yesterday.
I did hear that. Sad, man. Well, he's just for Super, not all Frieza, though, right? Yeah, it was just
I think it's just Super.
Yeah, that's sad, man. I mean, I wish he got to chill with us for a little longer, you know. He the dubbed version, right?
Yeah, so RIP to Chris Ayres.
Yeah, man.
The voice of Frieza. He's only 56, bro. Man, so that's pretty young.
What was it, like COVID or something?
I'm not sure. I am not sure.
Diving into it. Just heard the news. I feel you.
Heard the news. Speaking of COVID, Alani and Thurman, you're supposed to reschedule with us, but he's come down with COVID, so you know, speedy recovery to him.
Yeah, COVID is still in the way. People acting like it's dead and gone.
COVID definitely is spinning the block.
That's not funny.
But Dragon Ball Super Bardock Cerulean Namekian backstory being on that planet.
I appreciate it. I've never been so excited. I never enjoyed like a flashback chapter so much. You know what I mean? Like this was the longer Toriyama hasn't been doing the art for Dragon Ball, his writing has like went up the roof. It's like Daredevil losing his sight and like his hearing all is skyrocketed.
Definitely some crying games on the interweb. People just crying about Bardock all. And then, you know, why is he so sensitive? Why is he so soft? And it's like what? What are we crying about now?
He had a son. Y'all never had a son before? And you never had a kid? I mean, things change once you have a kid sometimes, people. You start looking at other human beings and even just life forms, period, a little differently once you have a kid, man. And Bardock is no exception. Like, came home, his kid was born. He's like, oh, that he looked just like me. That's called emotions. That's called feelings stirring up.
Yeah, and then Vegeta told him, yeah, that's your pop.
What's funny to me is that Vegeta never goes into like he's never before. I guess when he was about to die on Namek, and he was trying to tell him to beat up Frieza. He was like, yeah, he killed my dad and your dad and all of our people. But other than that, like, Every, because we don't really talk about when Vegeta be crying on Namek, but so ever since like Vegeta's rebirth, like he never like brought up Bardock. Was like, yo, Goku, what's up, bro? Like, this is your dad. I used to know him. He none of that.
Ain't nothing to bring up.
Yeah, we here for the hands, bro.
Ain't nothing to really bring up. I mean, Goku didn't bring him up. I mean, he could bring him up because it was always Grandpa Gohan for him. So I mean.
What you think is going to happen next, bro? Do you think Granola is going to like kind of be done with this fight, and now we got to move on to Gas?
Yeah, as, you know, the bad guys got to get the second Dragon Ball and then do some.
What you think the wish going to be?
The same thing, or just like either the same thing or. They did say they could only beat Frieza with influence and wealth. So that's what they're missing is power. So they're probably gonna get the power bit.
So you think they're gonna wish for Gas to be? You think Gas is gonna wish to be like super strong and then get like a chunk of time taken off his life, like that?
I guess, or they. I don't know. I think they kind of like written himself into a corner, but we'll see how they get out of this one.
Toriyama, he's been doing pretty good lately, so let's see, man. I'm gonna give him a chance because I like how he did this flashback, and he didn't like drag it out. He didn't do too much, you know what I mean? He saw Nappa in there with his hair, with his short hair and everything.
He couldn't drag this one out. It's a monthly manga. You can't really drag this one out like a weekly John. So I don't even think they could pull that off. It ain't that crazy now. I mean, maybe Boruto, but not a super.
My bad, bro. I missed that last part.
Nah, I'm saying it's a monthly manga. You can't really drag that stuff out.
Right. I mean, it did make me kind of think twice about what it's like for like a bunch of great apes to drop on your planet or drop into your city and start raising hell, man. Like, there's nothing really you could do. And what's like how this kind of like expanded the plot for me. You see like you see these guys, they're taking advantage of Frieza wiping this planet out, and they're going to sell it. They're going to sell this planet to this new species to populate the planet. Like I think that plot just expanded itself to a way that it is making me think like Toriyama, he's stepping up his writing game. Like, you know what I mean? I know I said that like three times, but it's just real impressive to me in this last chapter. He did a flashback. You know what I mean? He expanded the plot. Like, he brought
it. Hey, you've been waiting for him to step it up.
Bro, it's just nice to see. It's just nice to see, man. I mean, when after my whole childhood, everything's been about power levels. Like, now we're getting into more skills and techniques, and yeah, it's like it's a breath of fresh air that is not about who can scream the loudest, you know what I mean?
Yeah, finally, it's not about screaming the loudest, but even Vegeta has some character development in this fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he still, when he talk out loud, he still sound like the old Vegeta, but his inner thoughts, like when they let you hear what he's thinking, you could tell he's a different type of dude now.
I fucks with it.
Yeah, I think that's tough. I'm looking forward to Gas though, bro. That's my boy so far. Kid Boo with the locks. They're not ready for him. What they gonna do with that?
So you haven't watched like Jobless or anything like that?
I haven't watched this last episode of Jobless. I did watch Meruko Chen.
Episode 3.
Yeah, I did watch that.
I thought episode 3 was pretty good with the, yeah, you know, the old witch in there and,
and then the beads pop.
They kept breaking. Yeah. So it's just like I want to see where it's going. So I definitely what's the end game with that? I just want to know what type of, is it going to be like crazy level spirits in there or just like
I was never looking at this like a shonen style anime would it be like where you got to level up and you got to like get to bosses and get through like higher levels and whatnot. Like I was just taking this as like kind of like a comedy thing when I was reading it, just taking it chapter by chapter. Like she gets involved with a new spirit, like a new spirit is following her in like a new setting, and it's just like you get humor from that. Like today the spirit is with her on the bus, and then yesterday the spirit's on her in a restaurant, one when she's at the bus stop, and you know what I mean, now she's trying to go and get these beads to stop these spirits and her beads shattering, like
they gradually get stronger and stronger, you know.
Yeah, maybe, but maybe though, like that's not how I was looking forward, like looking at it, but it might be something like where she turned into like a soul purifier or something, and she goes around.
I hope not. I hope they keep a comedy aspect to it.
Yeah, but keep it there for me, please.
Yeah, Finest Assassin. They got reincarnated to an aristocrat. So gotta get third episode. Tack OP Destiny. Third episode of that. So I'm probably gonna watch that after this.
What's that? Is that on Crunchyroll?
Well, it might be. I think so.
I gotta get this Funimation, bro. I'm struggling, bro. I'm struggling watching Jobless.
They drop Jobless for a day and then take it off YouTube. You know, I'm not gonna say where at, but you know.
Yeah, man. I want to watch it so bad that I'm like, all right, I gotta pay $8 to watch Jobless. I mean, not really, because I'm only gonna get like 4 episodes before I gotta pay another $8 or something, right?
Yeah, so it's $8 a month, 4 episodes a month. You get what you get.
Yeah, that's not gangster. All right, I'm gonna have to figure something out, bro.
But the wrap up, I think this is probably gonna take up the rest of the time we do have. You asked me the Drake card. It's called Till Death Do Us Part. That is the Drake card, October 30th. Till Death
Do Us Part.
Random. It sounds like a Drake title. So
it does. It does.
I mean, go run down the card a little bit. I mean, they did. They didn't take off Mook versus Easy.
They took that off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard they took that off.
I mean, it was supposed to be Mook versus Briz. They kind of need to stop doing that. It's not ever happening anymore. Just let's not do that. And then Easy was the replacement, and then Mook was like, just no. So, I mean.
Wow. He was struggling against Reed Dollars. I don't get how he can, like, be picking choosy, bro. Like, Reed Dollars.
Hopefully they can add Easy versus DNA. Hopefully they could throw that in there. They got time. They got 2 weeks to write.
All
right. They said they wouldn't. So, but at the bottom of the card is Pat Stay versus Real Sick.
But honestly, bro, the only John I'm really there for is Twerk versus Tay Rock, bro. Like,
wow,
that's the only thing I'm here for. Like, who are you looking forward to the most? Like, come on,
none of these bad. I mean, I guess Lux versus DT.
All right,
just to see. That's a scene. Yeah, right. I mean, you got a winner with Paste or Real Sick. You know, Paste had to get on because he's Canadian.
Oh, yo, I don't know him.
Paste. He's on, I think, SM9 with Tayshaun, and that was a bad one. But
okay, I'm gonna look that one. I'm gonna look him up tomorrow. I'm gonna be an expert on Bull by tomorrow.
Paste, he's dope. I mean, I don't know where from what the rig call this one. I don't know how Pat State gonna show up, but I got Real Sick 2-1 on this one. But they got Jazz the Rapper versus Young Gaddis. Out of matchup, I wanted to see, but.
Well, all right. Is that are they the two that they that he, that they brought out in Summer Madness for the last battle?
Well, Jazz is already out there. I'm sorry, it's just Gaddis. she grew up, but Gaddis did come up. I'm not a fan of this one either, really.
I heard Drake like hand selected that one. Like,
yeah, but we all want to see Jazz as his misfit. Like, come on, we don't really want to.
Drake didn't want to see that. It's his birthday. Let him pick his battles.
I get it. I got Jazz 2-1. I don't know. You know, Jazz got the advantage. She'll always have the advantage in terms of just like getting ready for battles. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if Gaddis can translate to this crowd. I don't know the setting though. I don't know if it's a big stage or a small room, so that's so, why yo, I don't
so,
know.
So is that the main event then?
That's not the main event. Main event is definitely DC versus Lil Lux or Twerk versus Rock.
That should be Even it, more. Bro. That, bro, come on. Gumbars versus Gumbars? Like, they're doing the same thing. Like, it's really like putting, like, two swordsmen against each other. Like, two, like, snipers versus each other or something. Like,
But who you got it? Rex versus Rum Nitty, the remix.
Who?
Rex versus Nitty in a rematch.
This is
also not one of them ones I wanted to see. Not this rematch. I mean, the other rematch didn't really drop, I guess. So I don't know. Rex looked good against Easy. I like that. And then Nitty's Nitty, so.
Yeah, I like Rum. I think he fire.
It depends. Yeah, depends what I'm saying.
Those the ones that I'm not really invested in. I'm just kind of like a student at that point. Like I'm just trying to see how it turned out. Now Twerk John, I'm expecting Twerk to win. I want him to win. Like I'm in on that. Like I'll throw money for it or something. But. These other battles, I'm just like kind of looking forward to seeing them. Like, because if Drake is like vouching for them, and you know, Drake a real big battle rap fan, so if he's there vouching for them and he's there wanting to see these battles, then I gotta think they're gonna be kind of hot, right?
Who you got? You got Rex or Nitty? Or you picked Nitty already?
I'm gonna go with Nitty.
I think it'd be 2-1 either way. I'm not sure. Depends on what Rex shows up. Shows up like he did against Easy. It might be a good back and forth, I think. But we got Surf versus Calico.
Surf versus Calico? That's on the card?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That might be nice. I'm going with Surf because I'm a Surf fan.
If Surf show up like he did against John, then YT Surf?
Bro, he embarrassed John.
Cal had a debatable with Hitman. I'm not really like... too sure about that, so
I like Calico. I think he, you know what I mean, he do his thing.
I get
who he go against.
Yeah, I get Calico the only credit. He I think he's the only one that beat Ill Will convincingly.
Wow, yo, did you watch the recent Charlie Clips and Ill Will, John?
Nah,
bro, Charlie Clips lost it, bro. I'm sorry, like he's not the juice no more.
He's 30 big K.
Get out, bro. That's embarrassing, bro. Like you shouldn't have to beat him with white man bars. Like, you know what I mean?
He's 30 big K, but I don't know what you want,
bro. Bro, why you pick that battle out of all battles?
That's a recent battle. That's his recent one.
No. I'm saying, why did Clips pick that battle out of all battles? You know, people asking him to battle all the time. Why pick the white bull?
Oh, well. Like, well, Clips is battling chess the day before.
He battling chess?
Yeah.
That might be a good battle.
On the 29th, dropping straight to YouTube.
I mean, if chess don't choke.
I don't think Jason P, like, he did good against Easy. He wasn't gonna throw up.
He
then,
did
so.
Yeah. He ain't choke. He was hitting that. He was hitting that joint.
He got battle of the year, probably, with that.
Yeah, probably.
I saw that easy 2-1.
Look, only your battle of the year, only because it was a really good battle. Like, not because Chess, like, was, like, better than everybody this year. You know what I mean?
Chess was electric in that first round. And, you know, Easy fought that. But I had Easy win in the first two rounds. I got Chess the third round.
Yeah, I got Easy win in the first round, too. I thought, see, when Chess went, I thought Chess was going to win. And then Easy came, like.
The talk is different.
Yeah, he said. He's like, I'm talking like I'm winning the fight. I'm like, I'm in the fight. I'm talking shit. Like, and punching on you. Like, I'm like, yo. It's more funny. Anyway, yeah, he young boiled him on there. After I watched it again, I do give it to Easy after watching it again.
And then Geechee Gotti, Loaded Lux.
Who you got on there?
I got Lux probably.
I'm leaning towards Lux too.
I got Lux pretty convincingly on that one. Not to say, Geechee's Geechee gonna do what he does. He had a good battle with Calico. I think a lot of people saying Calico won that one.
I think Calico won it too, but he did have it wasn't like he like slaughtered him, I guess. You know what I mean?
It was a 2-1. I heard a gentleman's 30. I heard a bunch of things, but the overall consensus was Calico won.
Yeah.
And he main event. So a main event. So I mean, I got Lux winning this one. Pretty much.
Yeah, I done seen some 30s, bro. I done seen some 30s. What you think about my boy real name Brandon?
Baby Shook.
you are, yo, it is you. You're the one that keep calling him Baby Shook.
Shook called him that. So I you know we gotta see that Shook versus real name Brandon.
Yeah, I don't want to call him. I don't want to put too much on him yet because he don't I haven't seen enough battles. He don't battle enough for me to be like, oh yeah, he's like one of the top dogs. Like, you know what I mean?
I think real name Brand is in EFB. I'm not sure. I think he is.
I think so.
It's just Writer's Block 2.0. That's all it is.
Yeah, that probably hits. And then when that happens, you know, some of them start stealing bars and like recycling and all that.
I don't know. We'll see. Battle rap is a strange thing to get into once you're into it.
I think it's fun. I like it. I think it's funny. I mean, I try not to dive into it too much because when I watch it, I still want to be like wild because I feel like if I watch too many battles. Like, I'm going to be hearing a lot of the same stuff, and it's not going to be – I'm going to get desensitized, you know what I mean? So I'll try not to watch too much. Try to span it out, check out the events, catch something live when it happens. But if I go into a rabbit hole on YouTube or something, I'm going to kill my love for it probably.
But back to the anime tip, what Slime got best anime of the summer.
Did and he won the best male lead, even though Rimuru not male or female, he got that. Valdora, he got best male side character or something like that. You know what I mean? Or supporting role, best male supporting role. Valdora got
wasn't much competition, not really, right?
What you mean? They had some anime this year. I was like, yo, you trying to take the win from my squad? Like, I don't like that, bro. Come on, yo. Like, Slime got it. Veldor got it. Like, Rimuru got it. Like, that's it.
I can't take nothing away from him. I mean, was it competition out there this summer?
See, you say you don't try to take away from him, but like, that's kind of like
one day one. It is what it is.
All right, what's the competition they had? Let's think about it. Competition for this summer. Who was it? What was you watching this summer?
Besides Slime? Yeah. Nothing. I mean, I'm not going to say nothing. Let me...
Tokyo Revengers?
Oh, yeah, that's good comp right there. I can't take that away from him.
Yeah, Tokyo Revengers. They went hard this. Oh, okay. Oh, my bad, yo. They got a face off with Nitty, Rum Nitty, and T Rex right now. Actually, it just came up live. Caffeine.
It's on the caffeine.
Yeah,
I watched that after this. Maybe. Yeah, they had Seven Deadly Sins. That's easy beat because this season was not that. It wasn't, I mean, yeah, I don't really see no competition. Yeah, I mean, Tokyo Revengers is definitely one of those ones. Was it Battle Game in 5 seconds? That was all right.
Was it
ReZero came back out?
Yeah. Was 86 out?
86 was out. That's an easy beat right there. You had 2 Year Eternity. You had
2 Year Eternity. Will Hard.
You had My Hero Season 5.
My Hero. Come on, bro.
Eden Zero, Shaman King, Kingdom, Shaman King. Dragon Quest. Do
One Piece count, right?
I guess One Piece got to count.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're going to count Star Wars Visions.
I'm counting Visions. Nah, you can't count Visions because they don't really got like support roles and shit. Like every episode is different. And is this just Crunchyroll or is this like animated a season, like just period? Like who's this like sponsored by? Like
I didn't get into the big deals of who it was sponsored by.
I should have
it was definitely in the Twitterverse.
Yeah, I'm down for that. I'm glad to see Slime getting recognition, bro. Anime trending, is that what it is?
Yeah, I believe so.
ADA qualified. Yeah. It's nice to see Slime getting some recognition because this is doing like my second favorite anime or something. No, how hype I'm going to be when the next season come out? Come on, man.
But you gotta get on for the fall anime.
Get on
with these joints.
Oh, these joints is coming out now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, bro. I'm on Meruko-chan, and I'm on Jobless, even though I'm behind the episode.
Evolution of Fruit. That's a funny one.
Damn, yo, I gotta. Yo, if you can drop a list. Drop a list of these, just the hot ones, though, bro.
Platinum in, definitely.
Platinum in, definitely. All right. I was going to check that out myself anyway. That Fina Pirate Princess, you know, I like that.
I got to get on that. That's going to be probably my Friday anime to watch or Saturday anime to watch.
Yeah, but these days, I'm pitting on the 8-year-old. I'm pitting her on the Hunter Hunter. So I've been watching that every day since when I'm coming home from work.
It is on the Netflix.
It's on Netflix, bro, and it's dubbed, so she don't gotta read nothing.
I'm the fan of watching it dubbed, actually.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not bad dub. I'll watch it.
I'm just hoping people tick out Alice in Borderland because everybody hype about Squid Game. Let them know that they got some actual heat out. Like, you know what I mean? Other than that, bro, waiting for this card. Still hype about Bardock being canon. Next chapter, we're going to get the Gas versus Bardock fight. You not hype for Gas versus Bardock? And Gas didn't die. Bardock didn't die. But Gas was mad enough to like train for all these years, you know what I mean? Also, I don't know how old I thought Gas was, but this dude is like 40, like 50 years old or something. But yeah, bro, that's just what's going on. That's all I got.
That's all I got too. But yeah. I guess a good shout out to everybody. Shout out to Logan, Shaylin, Otis, Then and Now, After Dark, Sports Show. You know what I'm saying? All Blurred Approved Entertainment, the page. Like, share, subscribe, and enable notifications. But for the YouTube, drop a like and follow for the page. Join the group. When we're going to be back on. I guess I'll be back on Friday to do sports. NBA's back. Football's still going. You know, we got a couple things to talk about.
You be on FanDuel?
FanDuel's I want a little $4, so I ain't gonna trip on that. But they be cheating on FanDuel.
They be cheating, you said?
They be cheating on FanDuel. All
right, you're gonna need to tell me a little more about that later. All right.
I'll put you on. All right, y'all. We'll catch y'all. Bro.
Hey.
Got me feeling like the clips, bitch, I've been grinding. It's rest in peace to Nip, I'ma keep shining. Rest in peace to Cookie, we gon' keep grinding. Keep grinding. We gon' keep grinding. Keep grinding. It's the return of some real shit. Music you can hear with. Make the people feel this. Return of the real shit. Music you can feel, bitch.